Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What is history for one is a valuable collector's item for another. This week, the nation's largest political memorabilia convention embarks on Reno, which means hundreds of collectors converge with thousands of political buttons, campaign posters, pop culture, and other historical items in tow. The annual event is hosted by the American Political Items Convention, or APIC, for short. Adam Gottlieb is with the American Political Items Convention and joins us with a lay of the land to the National Convention in Reno. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Vicky. And we are just fired up and ready to go.
I can imagine. Well, let's start off with a little bit of your background first. When did you become passionate about political memorabilia?
Well, you know, there is an origin story. When I was in the fourth grade, growing up in New York, we took a field trip to Teddy Roosevelt's summer home in Oyster Bay. And when I got to see all of the ephemera, all of the items that Teddy Roosevelt amassed in his lifetime, his short lifetime, I might add, big game hunter, president, conservationist, vice president, governor, and don't forget he was a father. And, you know, all of these things, I was just, okay, I had an exciting, passionate following for TR. Mm-hmm. And my passion led to reading many books about Teddy Roosevelt. And my father came back from an estate sale one day with a photograph of TR on a naval ship. And well, we were off to the races. So since then, I've been a member of the American Political Items Collector since I was 10 years old. I am a passionate armchair historian, and this show is going to be amazing.
Yeah, you are now co-chair of the National Convention. And how do you explain this convention to someone who didn't even know that political memorabilia of this magnitude existed in such an organized and communal fashion? Is there a common thread between you all collectors?
Well, yes. Actually, people who are collectors are passionate about saving history, preserving history, and also using history to tell the story. The American Political Items Collectors has had 30 national conventions before this one. First time in Reno, this time at the Atlantis. But people who are collectors want to find a tangible way to tell the story. The story of the United States can be told with buttons and with automobile attachments and ribbons and posters and photographs, whether it's the moon landing or Watergate or civil rights or women getting the right to vote or the assassination of Harvey Milk or JFK beating Nixon in 1960 or Vietnam and LBJ. And don't forget FDR and Fireside Chat. So the radio ties in also, but people who are collectors range from students to stockbrokers, and what we have here is a very special opportunity to see America laid out in tangible buttons and banners.
Given that you've been a member since you were 10 years old, what are the holy grail memorable moments in past years and decades?
Oh, good heavens. Well, like I said, I've been a collector for a long time, and people who come into the show for the very first time, it's so exciting to see their eyes pop, especially kids. The show at the Atlantis on Friday and Saturday is free to everybody. We have exhibits. We even offer free appraisal. So go into the closet of that dusty garage and see what you got. You might be sitting on treasure. But the thing that I love is that somebody comes into a show with something they don't know what its value is. And they, in one case, there was a woman who needed to make rent and she was really hard up, and she had a cigar box of her grandfather's buttons from 1924. They were matched perfectly, all the different sizes. Buttons from 1924 were really hard to come by from the Democratic Party. She walked out of the convention with $14,000, and she was crying. She wanted it to go back to the hobby. And when the button comes back into the hobby, when I say the hobby, I mean the collectors. Mm-hmm. It is a passion. It is a way to tell America's story through these little ephemeral items. Nobody thought to save a newspaper from the Chicago Tribune, but when Harry Truman held up the paper that said Dewey beats Truman, that's a collectible.
Yeah, I mean, that is incredible. I mean, mementos that on the surface seem like the equivalent of a few coins, but upon further inspection and an appraisal were worth exponentially more. What do you classify as political memorabilia or even pop culture items?
Thanks for asking. The people who come to the show will be surprised because it's not just I Like Ike, which, by the way, single best marketing slogan ever. The idea is to promote a candidate. So when Teddy Roosevelt coined the phrase, my hat is in the ring, you'll see a button that says, my hat is in the ring. Somebody might not know that's political. They might see a button that's got Elvis on it or the Beatles. That is, of course, pop culture. Pop culture could be a suffragette sash that was worn in 1920 when women got the right to vote. Pop culture could be something from the farm labor movement or the civil rights movement. When Martin Luther King spoke on the March on Washington, he was wearing a button that had two hands clasping in friendship. That, of course, is not, well, one can make the argument it is political, but it is also pop culture. The Batman fan club, if you want to get a little more, you know, kooky. Morris the Cat for President, you know, the all of the non-people who ran for president, you'll find that here and more.
I mean, you let off with Teddy Roosevelt, but who was obviously a president, but are losers less valuable or collectible?
Ooh, good question. Some of the best losers are very collectible. In 1920, Ohio Governor James Cox ran with a very young Franklin Delano Roosevelt as vice president. 1920, the Democratic Party didn't have a lot of resources, and the buttons they put out were limited. Buttons are based on condition and scarcity and demand. So a button from 1920 with Cox and Roosevelt on it, if you have it, can be worth quite a fortune. One just sold at auction for over $180,000.
Oh my gosh, wow. That's definitely worth the drive to Reno for sure.
Worth the drive to Reno. But let me be clear. You can get into the hobby for a dollar. You can pick up a button that says LSD, not LBJ. You can pick up a button that says, you know, gimme Jimmy and the rise of Carter. I mean, think about it. The nation was reeling from Watergate, and Jimmy Carter came in as the governor of Georgia, and his iconic teeth sort of echoed back to Teddy Roosevelt's teeth in 1904, 1912. And you didn't even need to see the candidate's name on the button. All you saw was the teeth, and you knew who you were voting for.
Yeah, you're hitting on a very important theme. I think it's good to end with this. I mean, beyond the value is really an appreciation for American history. Why is it important to preserve the past in this way?
Well, let's be clear. It's a fun hobby, and people who are passionate about history will see this all at the Atlantis Casino Thursday and Friday. APIC.us, of course, is our website. But the thing that I love about history is that it comes alive. You can pick up a PT boat, a little tie clasp that says PT-109, and know that JFK was using his veteran status to garner votes. The reason why it's important to follow history is it's much more engaging than a dusty history book. You get excited about it. The fact of following this really is it's my hobby. I love history.
Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Adam Gottlieb is with the American Political Items Convention. They are having a national convention in Reno Friday and Saturday. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.